This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The death toll from the partially collapsed condominium building in Surfside, Florida, has risen to 18 after authorities said six bodies, including two children, were found in the rubble on Wednesday. Officials said 147 people are still missing, but remain hopeful of finding survivors. State authorities have asked for another search and rescue team to help find them. About half of the 12th floor of the 136-unit Champlain Towers South collapsed last Thursday. Since then, rescue workers have slowly picked their way through the rubble using cranes, infrared scanners, and dogs. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are scheduled to visit Surfside on Thursday. The U.S. House of Representatives has launched a new investigation of the January 6th Capitol insurrection. The House approved a special committee for violent attack as police officers who were injured fighting that day watched from the gallery above. The vote was along party lines. Just two Republicans, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, voted yes with Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last week said she would have preferred an independent panel to lead the inquiry, but Senate Republicans blocked that. President Biden announced Wednesday, during a virtual meeting with governors, that Western states vulnerable to wildfires and suffering from drought and extreme heat are to receive more help from the federal government. Biden said federal firefighters would get a boost in their minimum wage and be kept on the job as long as needed beyond the traditional wildfire season. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is